Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September the 1st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 5 cents at 5.29 and a quarter, December wheat up a penny and a quarter at 7.08, and November beans down 5 and a quarter cents at 12.87 and a quarter. We did not see any export announcements here this morning. We've got the effects from the Hurricane Ida. New Orleans is still shut down. The ports are still shut down. Not that we export a lot of grain at this time of year. Farmers are getting busy for the harvest, but it's still going to put a damper on exports. So that's been the big pressure, along with the funds lightening up on their long positions. Funds are still heavily long corn, in my opinion, more than, about 210,000 contracts of corn, somewhere in that range. So I think they've still got a lot of selling to do. The wheat, they're only long about 2,000 wheat, maybe less, maybe actually out of wheat now. Long about 49,000 beans, probably about 6,000 meal, 45,000 oil, somewhere in that range. So oil, beans, and corn could still see more fun selling out here. We've got rains pretty much in the Midwest, Argentina, Brazil. These rains will certainly be helpful out here. They have lowered the Brazilian corn crop, or they expect to, so that's keeping corn a little bit on the defensive. But until we blow these funds out of these long positions, I think it's a little bit hard to get long corn in here. We've got the Jewish New Year starting next week, and it's the same thing, the seasonal. Sell the Jewish New Year, buy it back 10 days later on the Jewish Day of Atonement. I think it's got a reasonable chance of working, although, but we have broken a lot already. But I still think that'll have some pressure out here. But until we see the funds out of these positions, I think we can move lower. Crude oil's down $1 a barrel here today. The dollar's backed off from its recent highs. We're at 92.5. It's about 70 points off its highs, but not enough to really to spur any exports out here. They'll get New Orleans up and running, I would think, in the next week or 10 days. But again, it's a pretty slow time anyway, so I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference out here. It will make a difference if we get into the export season. But, overall, I think we're going to start looking for some of these trend lines out, or the moving averages. Corn comes in at 5.01 and 3 quarters. The May low was $5.25. So somewhere around there ought to be pretty good support. If we close under $5, it would certainly be a red flag. On the beans, the 200-day moving average comes in at 12.55. The low close in June was 12.47. So if we close it under the low close and under the 200-day moving average, certainly a sign that the funds could start actually getting short in this market. So I don't see anything particularly friendly out here. I think the pros will be looking to sell rallies, but I think the Chinese will be looking to buy breaks. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.